Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter, coming to you this Wednesday, the day after Mardi Gras. Ash Wednesday, I guess. Hopefully you've started to recover from the long week and weekend if you're here in New Orleans, and sorry to those who aren't here and who missed out on everything. It's also game day here in the Crescent City as the Pelicans take on the Detroit Pistons in a game that's going to be a bit different than what we had originally anticipated. And I'll go into why on that in a second. And we talk about a few different things here today on Locked On Pelicans. But before we talk about all the different topics I want to cover today, don't forget Locked On Pelicans is on iTunes, is on Audioboom, it's on Facebook. Give it a like there. Follow it on Twitter at Locked On Pels. Share it with your friends, family, whoever it is. This is the only podcast coming to you guys 5 days a week, except, you know, on holidays like Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day. Only podcast coming to you guys 5 days a week that goes in depth like this on your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans. So game day, and like I said, this is going to be a little bit different than what we had already anticipated and had expected, unfortunately, because DeMarcus Cousins did pick up his another technical foul against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and it is leading to him being suspended tonight due to league rules. When you pick up so many technicals, blah, 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 this is garbage. So Cousins is sitting out. The league came down yesterday and had said that they won't be rescinding the technical. It would be upheld. And if you remember, this is that game against the Thunder from the other night, Sunday, where I think like seven technicals were given out, multiple sets of double techs were given out. And this one on DeMarcus Cousins came 32 seconds into the game. Garbage. Against, it was double tech with Stephen Adams over on OKC, and it clearly was way too quick of a whistle by the ref, and it was one of those situations, one of those things where he was just probably trying to get ahead of something that may or may not happen in the game, and it was very obviously a reputation call against Cousins. And, you know, he said before he thinks the league might be out to get him when it comes to this sort of thing. And honestly, at this point, you look at that and how ticky-tacky the call was and how unnecessary, because Cousins was just really walking away. You got to wonder, you know, if, again, it's just the reputation thing. This shouldn't have been a technical. You know, I don't think there's any fault on Cousins when it really comes to this one. He was getting away. You know, he even said in his opening press conference here with the Pelicans that, you know, this wasn't the plan. He wasn't going to get let his emotions get the best of him. And you could see it. He was walking away, and they still called the technical. So, like I said, garbage, not deserved. It seemed like the ref was just going to call this on him no matter what, probably due to his reputation, which to a degree lends credence that they're just kind of out to get him, that they're not really paying attention to the play on the court as much, and it's more just about him. So disappointing to see from the ref that the NBA didn't rescind this. Which we had all kind of expected it would be. I was out with Justin Verrier yesterday during Mardi Gras Day, and we both thought it would go away and be rescinded. And it changes the game against the Detroit Pistons. So now there's a couple of questions. This will be the quick little preview I want to do for it, since really, if, you know, Cousins isn't playing, there's no point as diving into, you know, into as much depth as we could have to preview the game. So I have a few questions about what's going to happen, and obviously we're not really going to really know until it's game time when it, you know, comes down to it. But what's the starting lineup they're going to use? Do you go back with the big lineup and maybe start Alexi Ajinsa or Donatus Moniunis at center. You know, the Pels have shifted away from the small ball lineup, and it's not exactly what you want to go back to. And, you know, it kind of teaches bad habits since you're getting away from that, which I'm going to talk about kind of in a minute here. I'd probably just do it right after this. But do you start Ajinsa or Moniunis, or do you go with the small ball lineup of Dante Cunningham at the four, Solomon Hill at the three, Drew Holiday, Etuan Moore? Or do you need Holiday to get used to playing with, you know, two bigs out there as he struggled since the trade for DeMarcus Cousins? So it leads to a lot of questions, puts the Pels in a bit of an awkward spot. If I had to guess, it'll either be Moniunis starting or they go with small ball. I don't think Ajinsa will get the start. You know, he's going to be in line to see an increase in playing time. So it'll be an interesting thing to see. That's my biggest question. And so the reason I say maybe you start Moniunis is if you start to dive into the data on the starting lineup of DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Solomon Hill, Drew Holiday, Etuan Moore, it's really good. Now, in three games, it's had an incredibly small sample size, so we need to throw that out there and be like, hold on, not sure yet if it's a trend or if it's just a lot of noise. And certainly there's a lot of noise. But in the 15 minutes it's played so far, it's got an offensive rating of 105.1, 105.1, which is better than the Pels' 102 offensive rating on the season. 105.1 would slot in, when it comes to league averages, right around 16th is where it would be in the league. So 16th best offense over the season so far, if that's what it was staying up as. Defensive rating is an unbelievable 79.7. That would be first by, like, days and days and miles in the league. So clearly they're scoring better when both are out on the court. They're playing better defense and taking away opponent scoring opportunities. And that probably has to do with Cousins and Davis patrolling the paint. It's going to be a whole lot harder to get in there and score at the rim. For a positive net rating of 25.4, which, you know, the best net rating in the league right now is the Golden State Warriors at 12.5. So basically you're more than doubling the best net rating with this lineup. So again, small sample size. 15 minutes is not nearly enough, but you know, it gives you some hope and optimism knowing that, hey, these two can coexist on offense. And you saw it the other night. There is you know, a troubling aspect to it, and that's a few different things here. One, this lineup turns the ball over at a very high rate. About 20% of the time they turn it over, largely due to Holiday having that first game against the Rockets where he had 7 turnovers. But then DeMarcus Cousins had 7 turnovers against, I think it was the Mavs. So right there, that number is heavily increased just due to those two players in those two different games turning the ball over. So that should drop, but this might be a higher turnover lineup than normal, and it's something to keep an eye on. The real big concern when it comes to this lineup is the defensive rebounding, and they only grab 64.3% of defensive boards. Remember, I've always said the Pels really need to be high up, around 80 or so percent if they really want to win games. 80 is an obscenely high number, but you need to be like 77% plus. On the season, the Pels grab 77.1% of defensive rebounds. That's 11th best in the league. Here, 64.3 would put you by far last in the league by about 10%. So there's a struggle. The struggle is real right there on the defensive boards. I don't know what's causing that. I've watched all three of these games over again, and it doesn't seem to make much sense why this is happening. It could be because when teams are right now trying to switch DeMarcus Cousins out on the perimeter and have him guard the three-point line, which if there's a missed shot, it takes him out of position to grab the defensive board. So it's teams just being smart. But still, a bit of a troubling number. But with Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, you have to figure that's not going to stay that way. That's got, like, you just, it's got to get better, right? I mean, I guess I'm the expert here. I shouldn't be asking. But, you know, it's one of those things that, again, noise in the small sample size. While there's some things I think are true for to take away from this, some of it is, again, noise. And I think the defensive rebounding percentage is definitely one of them. What's really nice, though, when it comes to rebounding is offensive rebounds. Something we know the Pelicans don't go for. They grab 18.3% of offensive rebounds on the season. It puts them 29th in the league. This lineup's grabbing significantly better 25% of all of offensive rebound, or 25% offensive rebound rate. So rebounding about a quarter of their misses, which is certainly going to buoy your offense up, help you, especially with a struggling offense. Not only that, though, it slows down the pace of the game, and you end up resetting the ball in the half court, playing a half court style of ball more. So it's exactly what you want to see from this team. But we will see what they do tonight. And again, disappointing that DeMarcus Cousins won't be playing. Not his fault, but at least he has time to recover from yesterday. And if you're out here for Mardi Gras and were out at the Zulu Parade yesterday, you saw Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins as Grand Marshals of the Zulu Parade. They were having a lot of fun, it looked like, on the float. Tim Frazier was there as well. Those were three Pelicans up there. DeMarcus Cousins at one point had yellow women's underwear over his head. I believe he was also throwing those off of the float, and a big bottle of Hennessy, and he was enjoying himself and taken right to New Orleans. And frankly, I love it. Dug it. I thought it was awesome. Embrace the culture. Just have fun here. It was an off day for the team. I think the team actually ended up having Tuesday off so that these guys could ride in the parade. They practiced Monday, when normally after a travel day like that, they'd have Monday off, practice on Tuesday. But nice to see Anthony Davis get some recognition, DeMarcus Cousins get some recognition to be named as honorary grand marshals of that historic parade. I was out there to see it personally. It was a lot of fun. They looked like they were having the best time. That's exactly what you want to see out of DeMarcus Cousins, that he's enjoying his time here. It's like the scene from Step Brothers where Anthony Davis finds out DeMarcus Cousins gets traded to the Pelicans, and it's just immediately, did we just become best friends? You see them on the court talking, at practice talking, joking around. It seems like they really enjoy each other's company, and hopefully that's only going to lead to good things for the Pelicans on the court. It just won't be tonight, since the team will be without Cousins, and we'll see what they do. So thank you all for listening to Locked On Pelicans, your Wednesday game day edition. Don't forget, I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Follow the podcast at Locked On Pels. Tweet me your questions, and I'll answer them here live. Not live, I guess. I do it live, but you listen to the podcast recorded, obviously. Duh. So also, don't forget, before the games, I've been periscoping, showing you the Cousins shoot around from the level of the court. So it's a lot of fun to tune in and see what's going on. So again, thank you all for listening. Enjoy the game tonight, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.